the right way may be opposite to the way that we want.
Welcome to the Strength in Truth podcast. It's often so hard to know what to do with so many options in front of us. So today the Bible study is about decisions as we go back to Bethel Strict Baptist Chapel, South Chard, on Sunday the 14th of April 2024.
The title that I've got for this afternoon is Jehoshaphat and Knowing What to Do. We've just read of how Jehoshaphat had the children of Ammon and Moab, and they were come up to attack Judah, and he didn't know what to do. There was this great company, this great army, and he was at a loss to know what to do. And he says, "We have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." And each one of us, we make decisions every day. We make hundreds of decisions that we don't even really think about. We're constantly making decisions, and some of them we think we know what to do, and others we don't. And so there are lots of things that we come across, and it seems that we have no idea what the right thing or the best thing to do is. And so how do we go about these things? How do we go about making decisions? Do we only bring the big decisions to God, or the little decisions as well? Obviously, it's not certain decisions that we have to make in a split second. If we're driving a car and we suddenly have to brake, or we have to make a decision instantly, or if we're walking along the road and something's coming towards us, then we have to make a decision to get out the way. So it's not every single decision we make, it's not practical for us to always wait for an answer. We sometimes have to make decisions in the split second, in the moment. But really, there is a big lesson to learn from Jehoshaphat's words here. And although we come across things in our daily lives where we may have to make a decision and use judgment in that moment, we need to realize that it is God that gives us ability and strength and wisdom. And so we shouldn't be thinking that we can make the right decisions ourselves and we don't need God. We need the attitude that Jehoshaphat had, which was a trusting in God. And even as we go through each day and we begin the day, say if we go to work or whatever we do, there are certain things that we're competent at and we know what we're doing. But as we begin the day and as we go through the day, we need to realize that actually, however much ability we may feel to have, we need God to guide us. If we look back over chapter 19 through into chapter 20, we see some other examples in the life of Jehoshaphat where he had quite a different attitude. Sometimes there can be a decision to be made, and it's a big thing and it's got to be made in a moment. There can be all sorts of things that crop into our lives, but there is time for a quick prayer. We have that in the case of, I think it's Nehemiah, when the king sees that Nehemiah is sad in his presence, and he asks him why he's sad. And Nehemiah had to answer the king, but before he answered, just in that moment before he answered, he prayed. He realized that he needed wisdom to answer the king. Really there, his eyes were up unto the Lord, looking to him to help him and direct him. But there can be other times when we have a decision to make, and we can sometimes use prayer and be looking for an answer when the answer is actually staring at us, and God's word is showing us the answer, and we are choosing to or we don't want that answer. We don't want to do that thing that we know we need to do. And so we can be almost fighting against the clear instruction of God, and we can be going against our conscience all the time. It's telling us God's word is coming to us time and time again, and it's showing us that what the right thing to do is, and we are expecting an answer some other way, but the answer is there. And so we have to be careful of our own, how we want things to turn out, putting that in front of God's word and the plain instruction of it. So Jehoshaphat, he was the king of Judah, and he was a godly man. He had a big army, and he was rich, and the kingdom prospered under Jehoshaphat. And Ahab, he was the king of Israel, so the two kingdoms had become separate. And Ahab was an evil king. He worshipped Baal, and Jehoshaphat joined affinity with Ahab. His son married Ahab's daughter, and Ahab persuades Jehoshaphat to join him in going down and fighting at Ramoth-Gilead. Before they went down to Ramoth-Gilead, Jehoshaphat wants to know if it's the right thing to do. But at this point, he knew Ahab was idolatrous. He knew that he was an evil person, but he joined with him. And so he's already taken a step in the wrong direction, and now he's asking God to show him whether they should go to battle. And Ahab gets 400 prophets, and they all say what Ahab wants to hear. They tell him the message that he wants to hear, and they tell him to go to battle. But Jehoshaphat, he's not satisfied with this, and he calls for another prophet. And Micaiah comes, and he tells them that if they go, then he says, "I see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd." But it seems that Jehoshaphat, he hears this and he still goes anyway. He goes with Ahab and Jehoshaphat. They believe the 400 prophets, and Micaiah is thrown into prison. And so they go to the battle, and Ahab is, well, first Jehoshaphat is surrounded and he's nearly killed, and then Ahab is killed. So it ends in with Ahab dying and Jehoshaphat nearly dying. And then on the way back from the battle, Jehoshaphat is rebuked by a prophet. Jehu, the son of Hanani the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord." And so here really Jehoshaphat was he asked for God's word, but he went with the word that he wanted, that Ahab and himself, they wanted to hear that the battle would go well, and they didn't want to hear that it wouldn't. And we can often be like that with the decisions that we make. And even in prayer, we come to the Lord and we're not open to things going a different way, or we might pray for something, but we're not submissive to God's will for us. And that's really our natural state. We're always going the opposite way to God. We need to look to the Lord to give us that spirit to be submissive to Him and to be submissive to His word. And you know, we might think that a situation should go a certain way and we're waiting for an answer, and the answer's already been given to us, but we don't want that answer. And instead we keep waiting for a different answer, and the answer's already been given us. To have the spirit of Jehoshaphat when the armies came against him, to have that spirit of our eyes are up unto thee, we have no might. We have to submit our reason to the Lord, knowing that we don't have all the answers. The right way may be opposite to the way that we want.
Thanks for joining us today. Look out for the next episode soon. And remember to subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to get notified each time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then consider sharing it with your family and friends. That's all for this episode. So until next time, goodbye.